and welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and I am so excited about my guest today. She comes from like the other side of the United States, so you'll be able to tell that in her accent, but I'm so excited to talk to this very accomplished woman. Her name is Martine Williams, and we're going to learn all about her today. So help me welcome Martine. How are you doing?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here on your podcast. I love just the opportunity to chat, you know, about life and business and marriage and all of those things that us women, all the roles that we're trying to play, and hope that I can encourage your audience today.
So awesome. You bet. Well, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Okay. So my husband and I have been married for 19 years, been together for 24 years, but married for 19. October will be our 19th anniversary. We're actually going to be going to Hawaii to celebrate. So we're really excited about that. We have two boys. One is entering high school and one is entering middle school. So all new world.
Great. So first year of each?
Yes.
Oh, we did that last year. I had a ninth grader and a sixth grader, and it was exciting. Lots of emotion.
You still have all of your hair in your head. So that's a good sign for me.
We survived. We're going into our second year now of both. So we're good.
Yeah. So we love spending time on the water. We live in South Carolina. You probably have recognized the accent now, those of you that are listening. And we live on the coast. So we love being on our boat, fishing, paddle boarding, just boating, being out in the water. That's what we love to do the most as a family. So yeah, that's a little bit about us.
So from what I know about you, which is not too much, but you've been extremely successful in life and business. So I'm super excited to just dig in and find out your secret sauce.
But it's funny, when I was thinking about the secret sauce, I was thinking about my mom's, or actually my grandmother's, spaghetti sauce. And, you know, there's more than one ingredient to it, right, that makes it special.
Of course.
And so there are definitely multiple ingredients to my secret sauce. And, you know, I like to tell people that I'm just like you. You know, I put my pants on the same way you do, one leg at a time. But there are some daily disciplines and things that I have learned over the 13 years as an entrepreneur and, you know, a mom and a wife that have really helped me, you know, to be successful. So the first ingredient would be just prioritizing what matters most, you know, really understanding, as Stephen Covey says, you know, like, what are the big rocks? So what are the big rocks in my personal life? And what are my big rocks in my business? And protecting those fiercely and knowing that what matters most is why I do what I do, right? So I can spend time with my family. And what matters most for my children is that my husband and I have a strong relationship and that we continue to nurture our relationship. So I think it's, you know, especially as an entrepreneur, we can go fast and furious, but we need to really slow down to speed up and really slow down and figure out what does matter most to me. It may not be the same for me as it is for you, as for just the other people who are listening to this podcast. So what is it for you? What is it for your family? So that's number one. The second ingredient is, you know, knowing when it's time to ask for help, whether that be hiring a housekeeper or asking your children to step up. You know, if they can run that little electronics, they can do laundry, and they're free help is what I like to tell my students in my course. I'm like, some of you have free help living underneath your roof, but you're afraid to ask, or you think it's the right Pinterest mom thing to do everything for them. So really knowing when to ask for help, investing in the help that you need, whether it be reading a book or a live course or listening to a podcast, hiring a coach, going to a counselor, just really knowing when you need that help and not being afraid to ask for it. The third ingredient would be hustle and heart. You got to have both. You know, you really have to. I like to think of my marriage as, you know, people say 50-50. Well, it's 100% on both ends. Mm-hmm. I'm showing up 100% for him. He's showing up 100% for me. We're not perfect. We're two imperfect people trying to make a great marriage. And we see that with each other. And so we have to have the hustle to work for marriage, because success doesn't happen on accident, right? Whether it be in business or in your marriage, it's being very intentional, but also having the heart to know that he's not perfect. I'm not perfect. My kids aren't perfect. And really getting down to the heart of the issues that really matter for your family and for your business. And then the fourth ingredient is personal development. I'm always developing my skill sets. I'm always listening to podcasts. It's amazing to me the number of people who have not ventured into listening to podcasts. I'm like, yo, it's free content. So many great people out there like you who are providing content that if they would just stick a waterproof shower in their bathroom while they're taking a shower, most of us are taking a shower at least once, maybe every other day, depending on the day, right? But you're in the car with your kids. Like, you can listen to these things to feed your mind with something positive. So there's so many more ingredients, but those are probably the top four.
I love it. I love it. So of all of your accomplishments, what are you the most proud of and why?
So when I get asked this a lot, and I always come back to the same story, because it's not really about me and it's not really about my husband. It's about an opportunity that we were able to give back to a family who was really in need. And you see these things on, and even when I tell the story, it's still so like, I can't believe we did this. I can't believe that we had this opportunity. So you see these kind of things on TV. So we were in a place, you know, with my business, you know, doing really well. And we were at that point where we had to decide whether we were going to keep the van that we had. I'm a minivan mama, not anymore, but I was for like 4 or 5 years. And we were at the place where we either were going to keep it or we were going to trade it in. And so we were literally on our way to the dealership that morning. And my husband said to me, "Now, I really think that we're supposed to gift this van." And it wasn't old. It was fully loaded. It was fully paid for. And we had a family. It's actually our pastor. Their car and van was just like a rust bucket. So yeah, we went to the dealership and said, "We're not going to trade. We're actually going to have you clean this car up, this van up, and we're going to go and take it and give it to somebody." And of course, they look at us like we have 10 heads. But you know, it was a family experience that my kids got to see giving back and the impact of giving back. And so we pulled up to their house. We told them we had something for them. They had no idea what it was. And they come out and we hand them the keys. And their youngest runs in the car. He's like, "Daddy, look, it has cup holders." It was like the littlest things that this child was excited about. And for me, still to this day, was just one of the best lessons to teach my children as well, to give back when you can and really listen when you have that prompting that you're supposed to do something, even if it looks crazy, sounds crazy, just do it. And we did. And it's still something that we talk about as a family.
I love that so much. Absolutely. That example that you set for your kids. And I always tell my kids, there's nothing wrong with having money and there's nothing wrong wanting to have money, but it's what we do with the financial, the time freedom, the freedom that it provides us. Mm-hmm. There's so much that we can do in the world to give back. And I absolutely love that example and that you were able to show your kids like, look, right, this is the thing that can help another person so much. And we are capable of giving it. I love that so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
So tell us about the book that you co-authored, The Daily Difference. What do you teach about success in there?
So the book is really a compilation of leaders that are kind of sharing their life lessons or their success lessons, whether it be in life or in business. And so the one I shared about was really stopping the blame game and taking 100% responsibility for where you are and where you're going. The buck stops with us. And one of my favorite books, if you haven't read it, is The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews. And he talks about that. It's like chapter number one. And you know, whether it be your marriage or your business or parenting, we all have a next step. And we have 100% responsibility for that next step. You know, early on in my marriage, we had that first year was rough. You know, what I had envisioned as the sweeping you off your feet and taking you, you know, in the doorway and, you know, we're going to have a white picket fence. Like that was what I was envisioning as a young girl. And when we got married, it was like, even though we dated for 5 years before we got married, it was kind of like, what just happened? Like, this is not what I was expecting it to be. You know, I thought he was going to spend all his time with me and 24/7. And he's a very independent person. I was more of a dependent. I like to spend time with him. I like to do everything with him, and wasn't in a good place after the first year. And I remember we went to a marriage conference, and I remember just sitting at the conference going, this is the deal breaker. Like if things don't change after this, I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I also at that conference realized that, well, first we learned the 5 love languages. And for anybody listening, if you have not done that, like you need to do that. Like go now on Amazon and buy the book and take the test and all of that. Cause that was a game changer for us. But I knew it was my responsibility. I can't fix him. It's our responsibility to fix him and change him. I had to start with me first and, you know, really seek out the things that I needed, that I was feeling empty in, and that I was expecting him to fulfill everything. And that was a hard lesson, but I'm glad I learned it quick. And I'm glad that we were able to work through that together. So the buck stops with us. And that's really what I talk about in that book.
I love it. So exciting. That is like a major premise of the course, the marriage course I'm developing.
Cool.
You can't expect him to fulfill all of your happiness. It's not going to work out. So
no, it's not. It's not. You're going to end up sucking the life out of him, you know?
It's true.
So, yeah.
Awesome. So you also have a course called Choose You, which empowers and builds confidence in women, which is like, I think part of my mission on this planet. So tell us about what you teach about confidence in this course, because I love confidence.
So it really was birthed, the course was birthed out of a really like low confidence period for me. So I started my business. Have you heard of 31 Gifts?
I have. I love this. Okay, I have some of the big beach bags I do.
Yes.
Like everything everywhere.
Yes. So this September, I'll be celebrating 13 years with them. And when I joined, it just took off really fast. So what started out as a hobby for me became a full-time career in business. And even though I love it, and I still do to this day, I found myself kind of 5 years in, sitting on the couch, working through a training I was actually preparing for my team, for my leaders. And it was from Jack Canfield, The Success Principles. If you haven't read that book, it's thick. Don't be intimidated, but you could just pick pieces and parts out of it. But he had us rate the top 10 areas of our life and like set goals for them and all of that. And so I went through everything like finances and friendships and my health and all of that. But there was one section that I couldn't fill in, and it was hobby and recreation.
Mm.
And I remember sitting on the couch like in tears, and I looked at my husband and I said, why can I not figure out what I enjoy doing? How can I set all these goals for all these other things, but I don't even know who I am anymore? I don't know what I like. I don't know what I enjoy. And it was a really sobering moment for me that I had been so focused on my business and growing my business. And I had littles at the time when I started my business. So focusing on them and then focusing on my marriage, putting everybody else first, that I had lost myself in the process. And so really just started investigating that, asking questions, went Facebook Live one day, just totally random with no notes, nothing, just shared my heart. And I got so many messages from women that were feeling the same way.
Of course, super common.
Super common. And I see it a lot. You know, I'm in homes a lot because we're a home party business and I have a team of women that I lead. And so I see women who look just like me and who were struggling with these things. And so I really birthed the course so that online I could help women and female entrepreneurs understand that they don't have to lose themselves in the process, in the pursuit for success, and that they deserve to make themselves a priority without feeling guilty. Because that was what I kept hearing was, I feel guilty if I stop for a few minutes and read a book, or I feel guilty if I go get a manicure. I feel guilty if I remove that relationship that's toxic. So, you know, self-care and making yourself a priority and choosing you is not just about bubble baths and spa days. It's about adulting yourself and, you know, making the right choices for you and understanding that you have value and you deserve to make yourself a priority. So we really start with the most important step, which is your mindset, getting your mind right on what self-care is, what it isn't, and what you may be thinking about it. And then we tackle guilt, because I feel like for women especially, that's like this huge burden, and we allow that one word be so powerful over ourselves. So we talk about guilt. We talk about busy is the disease. I help them really figure out you're not too busy to make time for yourself. And then what is a hobby? Just like I was sitting on that couch, I didn't even know what I enjoyed doing anymore because I'd been so far removed from it for so many years. And then lastly, we talk about your fans, like who's your support system? I actually interviewed my husband. He comes on and talks about who I was prior to choose you and understanding that I needed to find something for myself and how I did suck the life out of him and how I did expect him to fulfill all of my needs. And just how he's seen this simple concept change our marriage, really save our marriage, I believe.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about that because I feel like you've kind of experienced it firsthand, how a confidence or lack thereof impacts all of the relationships that mm-hmm. you have. So talk to us about how that played out in your life.
If we don't value ourselves, then we can't expect others to value us. And so if we're not valuing our own time and how we spend it and who we spend it with and valuing ourselves and knowing that we are important, and that we do deserve to have some time for ourselves and to pursue things that we enjoy, then we can't expect others to, but we do, right? We expect our husbands to like value us, but yet we don't even value our own self. And when I was really in a low state in my confidence, I always looked to my husband to fulfill that need. And that's not what he's there for. You know, he's not there to fulfill all of the needs. And it literally exhausted him and put a big strain, you know, on our marriage and also on our parenting because we weren't in a good place. So I really think that, again, he could speak to it, seeing the difference in the confident Martine and the low confident Martine and how it's impacted my friendships, my relationships, and my business. You know, I mean, I have to get up in front of people and talk. And I remember when I first started my business, I thought, how am I going to get up and talk in front of 10 people? I'm so nervous. I don't know what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, we're all a work in progress, you know, and I have to keep reminding myself of those things. And I'm just a work in progress. I'm not going to ever be perfect. He's not ever going to be perfect. And we're definitely not going to raise perfect kids.
Yeah, that's the first step. Just admit it. It's okay.
That's right.
I've already got the therapy fund for all the kids. It's good.
That's right.
So as women, I think it's so easy to struggle with feeling self-conscious and this imposter syndrome and focusing more on our weaknesses. You obviously have come to a point where you've overcome this and now are teaching people about it. And that's what I love. I think when we kind of deal with our own demons, we have a responsibility to kind of teach others. But what can we do when we start to feel these feelings of being self-conscious and not enough? How can we start to overcome that?
I'm big on mindset. So it does go back to our mindsets and our daily disciplines, you know, garbage in, garbage out. So what are you allowing into, not just what, but who are you allowing to influence you? Whether it be someone you're following on social media, if that person makes you feel less than a person, unfollow that person. If they make you feel like being anybody other than yourself, unfollow that person. And so I'm very protective over my mind and what I allow in and who I allow to influence me, again, whether it be face-to-face or virtually. And so I think that's super important, because who or what we are allowing, they're either building us up or they're tearing us down. And you just have to be protective of that and know that and set some healthy boundaries. It helps you make good choices and not so good choices, depending on what you're letting in your mindset or who you're letting into your circle of influence. I'm also very clear on the fact that I am a work in progress. As I said a few minutes ago, I'm not striving for perfection. I'm striving for progress. And, you know, I want to help as many people as I can with the things that I've learned. Like you just said, I feel like it's a sense of responsibility that the things that I've worked through, whether it be the divorce of my parents or the really, really rough spot in our marriage and helping other people to overcome that, I have learned a lot from it. And just because I'm able to help others doesn't mean that I have everything figured out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't. But I have figured some things out, and it is my responsibility to let them know. So we never arrive, and we can always improve. We can always learn. So I think it's just having that mindset that I'm not striving for perfection, because that's where the confidence gets taken away from you, when you think you have to be at this expectation. You know, what are the expectations that you're setting of yourself? Are they realistic? Is the culture telling you one thing, but that's really not what you want for your life? So you've got to slow down again and really figure out those things. And yeah, I'm just really protective over my mindset, what I allow in there.
I love that. So what would you say are your kind of top three tips for building confidence? You've got your mindset right now. So
yep.
Now what do we do? How do we build that confidence back up?
So number one, and this is probably the most common one, is the comparison trap. We know comparison is a thief of joy. So it's very easy, especially in the business that I'm in, because I work with so many different people and with social media, it's just so easy for us to compare what we're doing with what someone else is doing and how their success is and what mine is or isn't. And so I believe that you can't compare. And again, it goes back to what's coming in and what's coming out. It's about showing up a little better of a person today than you were yesterday. So that's another thing that helps me with the comparison, is that, again, I'm not comparing myself against the person I just saw on social media. I'm comparing myself on how the person I was the day before. Mm. And knowing that when I know better, I'm going to do better. I'm not going to be perfect. Practice makes better. It doesn't make perfect. Mm. So that's how I help with the comparison. And I'm not going to say I'm 100%. It's the 80-20 rule, right? We all have compared ourselves at one point or another in life, in business, in our marriages, in our financial state. That's just part of life. But those are some of the ways that I kind of go combat against comparison. Second one would be to understand that when I'm failing something or I've failed at something, I'm not a failure.
Yes.
I've just figured out a way it didn't work, or 10 ways it didn't work, you know, and the only way to succeed is to fail. Fail fast and learn that lesson and move on and just realize what we just tried in our marriage didn't work. So let's try another thing. It doesn't mean my husband's a failure or I'm a failure. It just means that didn't work for us. So we're all constantly learning and understanding that it's not a personal thing when you fail. It's just you figured out a way it didn't work. And then the third thing is you have to take care of you. I know for me, when I'm exercising and I'm feeding my body with fuel and not fake sugars and all those things that make us feel bad, it really has made a big difference in my confidence level from a physical standpoint, but also from a mental. I go to the gym in the morning. That's one of the ways, that's my daily discipline. And when I get there, I'm not Martine the wife, the mom, the CEO. I'm just me. And it's me and my music and my gym family. And that's the best way I can help with my confidence, because I do leave there. You know, I mean, it's instant release of endorphins when you exercise. I was an exercise physiologist before I became a bag lady. So I worked in cardiac rehab for 7 years. And so I've studied exercise for many years. And it's a fact that, you know, exercise increases your confidence. That's definitely one.
Okay. So here's a big question I like to ask people that I find who are successful and do have large followings. How do you deal with critics, including the critic inside of your head? Do you have a method for not letting negativity deter you from what's most important?
For me personally, I do think we are our biggest critic of ourselves. Like, we tell ourselves things we wouldn't tell our worst enemy. So for me, it's really building some evidence. So whether it be journaling or even, like, you know, a social media folder, or just reminding myself of the things that I have accomplished, reminding myself of the impact that I'm having, not the image that I have, but the impact that I'm having on people that I come into contact with. So it's easy to believe the lies that we feed ourselves or have those limiting beliefs about what's possible. So for me, it's having that physical evidence that I did spend time with my kids today. I did do work today. I did accomplish this, did accomplish that. I may not have accomplished everything, but these are some things that I have done and that I've been able to impact people with. So for me, that's how I kind of quiet that inner critic, because a lot of times I'll tell people, my students in my course, is, you know, you just have to draw a line. And on a piece of paper on the top, you have to put fact and then you have to put feeling. We can feel a lot of things, mm-hmm. but it may not be fact. So you really have to like compare the two and just put pen to paper. I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling like a bad mom, but what's the fact? You're not a bad mom. You're a mom who's doing the best she can with what she has to work with today, you mm-hmm. know, and you'll do better tomorrow. So it's just really, if we live our lives based on our feelings, I feel this way, I feel that way all the time, then you're setting up yourself for a big roller coaster ride. And it's, well, we live in one anyway, but it's going to be really hard for you to enjoy that roller coaster ride if you're constantly basing it on feelings. So I do that a lot, compare fact and feeling.
I love that. So you talk a lot about building a business and a life in harmony, not balance, which is a little bit different perspective than you hear just kind of out in the general public. Tell us more about what it means to be in harmony.
So balance to me, I think, is a trap we fall into, because if you look at like a legal scale, you know, it's 50-50, right? And you can put, you know, the same amount of coins on each side and that's going to make it imbalance. But that's really hard to do. It's easy to do with tangible things, but not so much with your time. So I really think that for me, it's harmony, because if you think about an orchestra, right, you have instruments that are big, instruments that are small, some are playing loud, some are playing small, but they're in harmony with one another. And so for me, it's, there are seasons, like I'm getting ready to go into the busiest season of my business. And so my family knows, because we communicate with one another, this is the busy time. Mommy is going to be probably on a little bit more calls. Mommy's going to be out doing more parties and working her business a little bit. Doesn't mean you're not still a priority, but it's, if you're constantly trying to reach that 50-50, I think it's a trap. And then we just exhaust ourselves trying to reach that instead of realizing that there are some seasons where one area of my life is going to need to play a little louder and a little bit longer, but it doesn't disrupt the overall harmony.
I love that analogy. Absolutely. I love that analogy. I've just had an opportunity to meet David Archuleta. Do you mm-hmm. know who he is? And he sings this song, "It's Like a Symphony." Just
yes.
listening, and pretty soon you'll find. Anyways, so good. But that analogy that you gave, I love, because right, there's bigger instruments and smaller instruments and they have different parts, but you're right. I think it's easier to find a harmony, not a balance. So I really, really like that analogy.
Thank you.
So I often hear people describe themselves or their marriages as stuck. And I know you talk a lot about mindset and being stuck and how we can shift our mindsets out of this. So give us a quick, what do you teach about being stuck?
I believe being stuck is a mindset, not a position. And I'm going to say that again. I believe that being stuck is a mindset, not a position. And once you understand that you're one idea implemented away from your next breakthrough, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your parenting, whether it's your business, if we keep saying, I'm stuck, I'm stuck, I'm stuck, then what we focus on expands. So you're just going to remain stuck. But if you are telling yourself, this is just a mindset that I'm having right now, what's one idea that I can implement? What's one maybe podcast I go listen to that gives me a fresh perspective that I can now go and implement into my life? You become unstuck. I think it's such a big word, or we make it this big word and this big thing. I mean, I'm not saying there's not hard times that seem to go on forever in a marriage or in a parenting situation or in your business. But if you can invest in how to change the mindset on it and to look at it, okay, what's one idea? What's one thing? What's one small thing I can implement today? What's one new idea that I can hear that's going to get me excited about my marriage again, get me excited about dating again, or maybe you hear about a fun new date night, you know, thing that you want to do. That can take you from feeling stuck to, oh no, I'm not really stuck. I just need to do something different.
I love it. So I ask all my guests this, but if you had a chance to speak to all the women in the entire world for just a few minutes, what would you, Martine, make sure that they understood?
That is a loaded question. Like I'm sitting here thinking, like if I'm like on the screen, like talking to all these women, you know, there's so much that I would want to tell them. But I think I would sum it up with your business, your marriage, your family life, your parenting, you fill in the blank, is only as good as you are. And you must choose you so that you can choose them. I mean, you must. You cannot show up as the best version of yourself for them if you're not doing that for yourself. So stop saying one day I'll get back to dating my spouse. One day I'll get back to the gym. One day I will, you fill in the blank. Let today be your day one to creating the life, the marriage, the family, and the business you desire.
Oh, so good. So good. All right. So we alluded to your cute children. If you could ensure that they knew one thing that their mom stands for, what would that one thing be?
Definitely my faith and believing God always has a plan and a purpose for them. Even if it seems impossible, even if it seems like you don't have all the answers, have faith and believe.
I love it. What are you working on right now that you're most excited about?
I'm going to be launching my own podcast.
Oh, so,
yay! Yes. So I'm super excited. It's been on like the back burner for a while. And so I baby stages now, but I'm telling you this, baby stages of it. But I'm really, really excited about building a podcast because I believe in them. And I love being on them as guests. And I cannot wait to bring guests on. I'll have to bring you on once I get
that'd
it
launched. That'd be awesome, I love.
So yeah, I'm really excited about that. And I am working on, my husband and I also want to build a marriage course and we want to build a parenting course. So those are some things down the road. But right now I'm working on launching my podcast and relaunching Choose You at the beginning of the year.
Very good. Very good. So where can my listeners find you and connect with you and get more awesome confidence boosters from you?
You can definitely find me on Instagram. So my Instagram handle is Martine31Williams. And then my website right now, we're kind of going through, that's the other thing, exciting thing is we're kind of reworking it. So that's not up right this second. So probably Instagram and Facebook. You can find me on my business page at Martine N. Williams. And those are probably the best places to connect and see kind of the behind the scenes of what I do each day and whatever else I have coming up with my podcast launch. I'll be sharing it on both of those places.
Perfect. Well, we'll make sure to link to all of that in the show notes and want to thank you sincerely for taking time to spend with us today. This has been absolutely awesome. And I think people are going to need their pens to take some notes while they're listening to this one. So thank you so much for all your wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.
I loved that interview with Martine. I just loved her. I thought that she was honest and authentic and totally relatable. And as I was going through and editing this podcast, the song I'm Every Woman from Whitney Houston came into my mind. And I was just like belting out the lyrics in my mind in my thickest Carolina accent. I just thought she is every woman. So not only is she beautiful on the outside, but she's also beautiful on the inside. And she's obviously been through a lot and was able to share all of those lessons with us. So I hope that you got something incredible out of this episode. I am so glad I got to listen to it a couple of times and hope that you will listen to it as many times as you need to get all of the nuggets out of it. If you have a friend that you think would appreciate this episode, make sure you share it. You can do that with the three little dots on the side. You can just send them a text and let them know that they should listen to this episode. Also, today is super exciting because registration for the Epic Marriage Summit is officially open today. You can go to www.onthebrightersideofmarriage/Epic Marriage Summit and register for the free 3-day Epic Marriage Summit with over 30 experts sharing all of their knowledge with you about different aspects of marriage. It is going to be so amazing and it's all happening October 8th through the 10th, but you can register for it right now. So I'll make sure to link to that in the show notes so you can go directly to that website. But tell all your friends, anyone who's married, whoever was married, is married, or would like to someday be married, this is going to be literally priceless information. So make sure you get registered and follow me on Instagram at MoniTanner1 for lots of updates on all of our fantastic speakers and giveaways that are going to go along with the summit. So make sure you follow me and follow along. And our next couple weeks are going to be some amazing guests. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. And until next week, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.